free. Bring up anything you want. The number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And JJ.
And, of course, we'll take your phone calls, as we always do, about whatever you want. That is the point of this program. Now, just before the show, JJ, you were telling me that there's some news out of New York City. Of course, we've been following the Occupy protests here on this program quite a bit over the last... But when did they start? Like 3 weeks ago? I was in jail at the time, so it was 3 weeks?
Actually, it's going on more than 4 weeks now. We're okay. Looking into probably the fourth week or the fifth week.
So about a month's time.
That's right.
These have been going on. And were you able to confirm the story that that the police are planning a crackdown in New York City?
That's right. I got this story out of Slate.com. NYPD to evict Occupy protesters. This is one cleanup that can get messy. Brookfield Properties, which owns a downtown Manhattan park that has become the home base of the Occupy Wall Street protest, announced on Thursday that it wants to all protesters off its property starting at 7 a.m. Friday so it can tidy up the park grounds. It said the demonstrators can come back after the cleaning as long as they abide by park rules. Those rules prohibit tents, tarps, sleeping bags, and the storage of any personal property.
So they're changing everything.
That would effectively end the demonstration in which activists have camped out in Zuccotti Park for the past 3.5 weeks to protest wealth inequity.
Let's go to the phones here. We'll come back to some detail on this, but we actually have the poor man calling from Occupy Wall Street.
All right.
He is there actually as we speak. Poor man, are you with us?
Yeah, dude, you guys absolutely reported it accurately. I'm at Zuccotti Park right now, and tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. might be the showdown that could end this, what potentially is an American, if not an international, revolution. How are you guys, by the way? How's it going?
Man, all right, man. Everything's okay. I'm not camping out in the park right now.
New York City.
With the police threatening me, man, that is going to be a nasty situation. I know that the people down there are, for the most part, focused on staying peaceful. I mean, we haven't seen what you see in a lot of protest cases. You know, storefront windows haven't been being smashed, Molotov cocktails not being thrown. You know, it's good to see that because it means they're keeping, I think, the moral side of things on their side. But once the police start bringing out the truncheons, people will change how they behave, and that causes me concern for what might happen tomorrow morning, especially if the police do what they're known for doing and sticking an agent provocateur in the midst to do something like throw a bottle or throw a punch at a cop and then give the police the excuse to start swinging at people or, you know, releasing tear gas or pepper spray in mass. And just creating an awful situation. What's your feeling for the vibe on the ground?
Well, the amazing thing is, you know, of course, I've been covering this on my show that comes on right after your guys' show, which is an honor. And it has been completely peaceful the entire week I've been out here, and I've been out here all day, pretty much every day. Right now, you guys, I'm looking at they get so many donations here at Zuccotti Park, and there's probably a team of about 50 brooms that have somehow materialized, and the people in the Occupy Wall Street camp are actually cleaning as I'm talking to you. I mean, I could even throw somebody on that you could talk to. But as far as demonstrations and violence, it has been peaceful. It's almost like they formed their own little country. There's a library here, guys, which is 30 feet long. And people donated books, brand new books, and you could just come and take a book with you. There's no checkout, and they just say bring it back when you want. There's free food, and I might mention to you, the free food is not like beans and rice and bread. It's like a five course, you know, like excellent meal that you get at a New York restaurant. Like yesterday, are you ready for this? Eggplant Parmesan, pizza, salad, and pasta was on the agenda, and anybody could eat it.
I've heard that
they have medicine.
Yeah, I heard about that yesterday. There was some article online where people were talking about how they've actually gained weight at these protests because
Wow.
I guess folks that are around the country, for instance, if you've got a job or a career or something like that, it can be difficult to get away for a significant amount of time to add yourself physically to these things, which is why we've always said on the air there's different roles for everybody in the activism movement. If all you've got is money and you don't have time, then you can give money to people, and that'll make a difference. So we've heard that people have just been, ringing up local delivery services and ordering dozens of pizzas for these protesters.
Yeah, and they just show up with the food at the kitchen. It's not, people are just donating. But here's what's going to happen, and this is what I've been hearing around the camp here in the last few minutes right before I talk to you guys. When the sanitation department comes around tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern time, and I imagine with the cops as well, the plan is they are going to link arms around the entire Zuccotti Park and say, Mr.
Wow.
Mayor, we've cleaned the park. And the mayor, by the way, visited here clandestinely yesterday and talked to some of the leaders. But they're going to link arms around the entire park. And a lot of these people are prepared to get arrested and go to jail. So it's completely peaceful. There's music here. There's all kinds of great stuff. But tomorrow morning, that showdown, things could fly at that time.
It's exciting, I have to say. I mean, it's really it's been an amazing event thus far.
It's amazing, dude. It's amazing. I mean, to be here, it's incredible what's going on here. And most importantly, so many people have so many things they're concerned about that's wrong with the country, wrong with the world. It's not just one idea that's here. It's a lot of ideas. And the positive thing is the peacefulness of it all and that people exchange the ideas. That's what I think is great, and
sure.
We need that.
That's what it's all about. I mean, I've said before, and I'll say it again, I don't think a protest ever changes anything as far as, the politicians. Was it Alexander Haig that said, let them protest so long as they pay their taxes. But if you meet someone new at a protest, if you get that, networking done where people meet people they never met before and connections are made, and like you're saying, ideas are passed around, that's where it can be really valuable, because then the protest can result in something next. It can result in some sort of other tangible action that people can take afterwards or as a next step. And there has to be a next step. Otherwise, you've got a social event.
Well, it'll sure be interesting to see what happens tomorrow morning. I mean, the mayor said yesterday that they were merely going to clean and let everybody back in, but as you said, without belongings.
Without any of their stuff, and they can't camp
right.
out. Now, poor man, is it a coincidence, do you think, that this is happening, this eviction is happening the day before October 15th, which is supposed to be, like, the day for National Occupy Everything Day?
Right.
Yeah, that's been thrown around, too. Very coincidental, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gosh, who knows? There's so much to what's going on here. You don't even know who the real leaders are. I figured it out, but I think part of the reason they say it's a thing of the people, but I also think they want to keep it anonymous so nobody is sort of like made a target either.
Oh, absolutely. That's how they work. I mean, the government will target anybody they perceive as being a leader. That's what they, that's what they've done to me here in Keene, New Hampshire, locking
Certainly.
Me up for 58 days. So, poor man, I mean, you mentioned that you have a radio show. I actually heard some of it earlier this week because normally I'm in, I'm here doing work after the show's over, and sometimes the Genesis Communications Network, which is our syndicate, stays connected via the ISDN, and I heard all these interviews coming through my my ISDN feed, and I thought, wow, there's somebody's on the ground doing a show from the Occupy Wall Street, which I thought was pretty cool. And so you're just talking to all kinds of people on the ground there, and it sounded like you'd done an interview or two in your history.
Dude, I've done so many interviews, and I've been fired from a station or two in my time too. And I've gone to jail just like you while being live on the air too.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd like to extend an open invitation, to be our kind of our man on the ground there. If you've got some news, something you want to share, an observation, something, you're welcome to call in. We'll get you on the air. And I think let me give you your website a plug if that's all right. Poormansnation.com. That's your show.
That's right, and if people want to tune in our show, we're on right after you guys, I believe at 9 o'clock Central, and we are broadcasting from, you know, Occupy Wall Street, and you're going to hear the voice of the protesters and the people that are on the inside. And that's
thanks, poor man. Appreciate hearing from you.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the SurvivalZone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The SurvivalZone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the SurvivalZone.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in, be the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, that number, 1-855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And JJ.
And, of course, we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You'll be able to access various different features, and they're completely free, like our bulletin board system. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. And that's bbs.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI is a full-orbed approach to account recovery. There are three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. Their banner's right there at the top of the page, the banner column. So check them out if you're looking into accounts receivable stuff. They do a great job. And they've been a long-time sponsor.
Jason Osborne is awesome.
He's the man behind SACL CAI, and he is indeed. So we're talking about, again, the Occupy events. This is huge news. They continue around the country and continue to ramp up towards this Saturday, where there is expected to be even more occupations than ever before. At least here in our very own little Keene, New Hampshire, there's going to be a much smaller Occupy event.
Yes.
Than is in New York City. However, they've got flyers that they're going to be putting up, I think, today or tomorrow, and people are going to be able to come out and do, I think it's going to be like a noontime march to the Bank of America, from what I understand. So,
the Bank of America here in Keene?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Right down Main Street.
Excellent.
So that's what's planned here, and there are others that are doing this all around the country. But in New York City, looks like the hammer's coming down with the police posting a notice in the park, basically telling the protesters to get out. So bright and early tomorrow morning, the cops are going to be showing up, and they'll be asking people to leave.
Asking with truncheons.
And if they don't leave, they will likely be forcibly extracted from the park. The protesters are planning, as you mentioned, to form a human chain surround the park and possibly get themselves arrested to defend the area that they've been occupying for the last several weeks, where they have created, basically, as the poor man was saying earlier, a small community.
That's right. A different country, in fact.
And according to the story over at the Associated Press, this notice claims that they're going to clean the park, then the people will be allowed back in, but then at that point they will begin enforcing various different regulations. Now, these regulations include no camping, which you mentioned before, but also no storing stuff on the ground. So
that's right.
If you bring a backpack and it's getting too heavy, you want to put it down for a moment, you violate the regulation.
Or do you just food, water, or any other sort of things you need to live on a day-to-day basis?
Right, so the kitchen tents that Poor Man was talking about, where they're having food delivered to these folks, those are going to be off limits. There's not going to be any kind of structures that will be allowed to be put up. No tents, no tables, no volunteer areas, nothing.
Right.
Nothing. So basically they're saying, you can come stand in our park.
Well, I don't want to tell anybody what to do, especially people who are down there at the protests. It's up to their individual decisions to make for themselves. But I would say, this is private property, and from my own standpoint, I usually respect property rights. But I would say to them, well, if they don't want you to occupy this park, why not occupy the street? Set
That's
up your camp
it.
Right on the street, right on the sidewalk. Just you know what I'm saying?
And take over the public property.
That's right.
Because it kind of rings a little bit like a situation we have going on here in our little Keene, New Hampshire, where there's a central square. It's a supposed common area. Where some people are frustrated by the presence of certain younger individuals who, appear to have nothing better to do than hang out in the park. And, of course, this angers a certain set of adults who, shake their fists in
right.
the air and say, "Those darn kids!
You're not living how you should live."
Right, even though they probably did the same thing 50 years ago. So some people's proposals have been to create a certain time frame that the park is open versus closed. Because, like, right now it's a common and not a park. They
right.
want to make it into a park to make it so it can close at 6 o'clock or 10 o'clock or whatever arbitrary time is selected. And as has been pointed out, all that's going to do, if you force these kids out of the park or you give them all no trespass notices as they've been doing to some of the activists that have been there, then you're just going to move them somewhere else.
That's right.
So the one of the guys that hangs out in the park, who was given a no trespass notice, is now hanging out around the outside edge of the park. So
by the businesses.
Right. He'll come to the area, but he won't go into the park. He hangs out around the circle that surrounds the park, the circle of businesses. So therefore, he's now closer to the places where they didn't want him in the first place.
Yes.
So if you distribute these. At least if they're in the park, you know where they are, and you know what they're up to, because they're constantly visible at all times.
Yep.
You take them out of the park, then who knows what they're going to be up to?
Well, it's you know, the standard way of solving problems is first to be short-sighted and ignorant of the true problems, and to go ahead with a knee-jerk reaction and, you know, over complicated situations. So, yeah, this seems about right.
Yet it's certainly about the speed for the government as far as their solution is concerned. People think they can use force and they can solve their problems with this, and it's not going to work. If anything, what happens in New York City tomorrow morning is going to backfire. Now, whether it backfires in a violent manner, as it certainly may, hopefully it won't, I would say it was up to the protesters, but it's not really, because the police can completely they can basically create violence.
Well, what we've seen with the other areas, like for San Francisco, for example, I know you talked about that on Tuesday and perhaps yesterday,
where they were confiscating tent equipment.
Yeah, well, basically what happened, according to an eyewitness account that I've edited video of recently, the protesters decided at some point that they were going to stop the police from taking their stuff, and so they went and then infiltrated the space around the police vehicles and just sort of put bodies barricading, the vehicles and the stuff, and
nice.
Sort of get in between the police and the stuff. And this actually stopped the police from confiscating their stuff. The police then formed lines to basically back up the vehicles so that the vehicles could exit. And then the protesters then tried to stop the vehicles on the street itself. And
wow.
That's when the real violence started to happen and a lot of, beatings and
oh,
whatnot.
Geez.
Yeah. So the protesters, from what I've seen, I've edited a lot of video from around the nation.
Yeah, you've been posting those over at freekeen.com.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. I'm doing an episodic sort of rundown of what's going on. And so I've been, they're all nearly completely peaceful. I haven't seen any footage of protesters doing something bad.
That's good.
So there are a lot of them focus on the Fed, which I really agree with. I agree with that part of the message. So there's a lot of campouts outside the Fed in various cities, whether it's Chicago or Houston. And so I like that aspect. I don't so much... The whole idea of wealth redistribution is something I definitely don't agree with.
Sure.
And some of the rhetoric is definitely not conducive to the ideology that I hold. So I do have to sort of filter what I see as far as videos that I put out, because I'm certainly not going to put out something I don't really agree
with.
You're
not going to make a socialist screed video.
No,
right?
Of course not.
So, but your video, I did see one of two. I haven't watched the second one yet, but you showed me your first one, and it was great. You've really come a long way in just a few months of really hitting the editing decks. And
yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's good stuff. So go to freekeen.com, and you can see JJ. What are the titles on the post?
They're Occupation Chronicles.
Occupation Chronicles. Check those out. More coming up here at 1-855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on the Occupy movement or whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military wiring manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you to bring up anything you want. It's 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And JJ.
And want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options. You can tune in to the show 24/7, around the clock. The latest episode is airing on our streams, and we have both dial-up and we have broadband flavors of streams. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to get those. Plus, learn about our over 100 great radio stations across the country that carry the show at various different times throughout the week. Actually, kind of got caught up today, in case you didn't know. I got out of jail a week ago, and finally got caught up on some of the affiliate relations changes that happened while I was away. And so we welcomed a couple of new stations on board, which is good. And also our satellite listening options. XM Satellite Radio is on board, and we've got a free-to-air satellite channel. The webcam, you can, of course, watch us there and listen there. And the Listen Line satellite, a call from any phone that can dial long distance. All information about that available at listen.freetalklive.com. Now, in case you haven't heard, Ron Paul is a top-tier candidate.
Ron Paul.
Of course, you would never know it from watching the mainstream media as they're trying to black out his campaign. Well, coming up on October 19th, that's about a week away, freedom lovers everywhere intend to create a ripple in politics so big that no media outlet will be able to ignore it. You can join them over at blackthisout.com and help bring liberty and freedom to this country with the Ron Paul campaign. That's blackthisout.com. It's going to be a major money bomb kind of event, is what they're looking at doing. Now, JJ, didn't you tell me there's something coming up on November 5th? Some kind of a
yes
event.
November 5th, there's a Facebook event and a couple other organizations that are promoting this bank transfer day. Basically, it's encouraging bank customers to take the cash out of the big banks and put it in the smaller banks, credit unions instead. ostensibly in response to aggressive fees institutions are rolling out to recover profits lost from the financial regulations.
Yeah, these debit card fees of $5 a transaction or something like that.
That's right.
That's
Bank of America's decision to stick debit cards.
Insane.
With $5 monthly fee, and Wells Fargo's $3 test is the same.
It's $5 monthly. I'd heard it was $5 a transaction. I couldn't believe that one when I heard it.
So. Yeah. Yeah, this is monthly fee.
Monthly's not so
the
bad.
Article I'm reading off of is fromthestreet.com. And it's
which, of course, doesn't make any sense. I guess, well, okay, so they're saying it's the regulations that are doing this, that it's that's why that these fees are being implemented? Because each credit card company or bank, you know, issuer is making a portion of money off of every transaction.
Right.
So just built into the price of the product that you're buying, there's basically a 3% to 5% amount that is being transferred to the banks whenever you swipe that card.
On the movement's Facebook page, the article from thestreet.com continues. On the movement's Facebook page, protest organizers say that even with the new government regulations in place to keep banks in check, they're still making out like bandits. For example, with the Durbin Amendment in effect, banks will still make 19 cents profit per processed transaction. The average consumer uses his or her credit card 24 times for months. With the additional fee, Bank of America stands to turn a 3.3 billion annual profit from its 59 million customers' debit card transactions. Mm. So they're still definitely going to make a lot of money off of every transaction, but now there's this additional fee from the monthly, you know, usage of that card.
And not all banks are doing this. So
no, it seems like it's a test right now, and Bank of America and Wells Fargo are the two big, huge, too big to fail banks that are rolling this out. And I think it's sort of like looking at, like, a poker game, if you will. You have the big stack players at the table who can push around all the other players because they can afford to lose this hand. They don't have to win every hand in order for them to win the game or the tournament, whatever it is. They have already won. They're the big stack. So it's their job to push out the competition. And so, like Bank of America, if they can maximize profits by doing this, and a lot of customers probably don't even know this is going to happen. They didn't, you know, they got that little letter in the mail that says this and that in fine print.
We're updating your policy, and by continuing to have your account with us means you agree to this new policy.
Right, exactly. So I think this is definitely something that we're going to see a lot more of in the future with.
You mean the protest kind of thing?
No, the fees, the additional fees. I think these banks are going to try to squeeze whatever wealth they can out of you know, however many individuals are willing to give them that. Until such time as they either go belly up or, you know.
Well, I like this. You know, this plan essentially on the 5th of November, Guy Fawkes Day. People are going to be encouraged to go to their banks, big banks, if they are Bank of America customers, for instance, and pull their accounts.
Yep.
And open an account at a more local bank, maybe a credit union or a locally owned bank, where you're gonna probably get better service. I've never heard anybody say something good about Bank of America.
No, nope.
Never.
I don't. Why are they so successful? That's the thing. I mean, because they have branches everywhere. Is that it?
They're just
so
a monster
convenient,
bank.
Or
yeah, it's just yeah, they're everywhere.
Well, when I moved to Keene, my first thing was finding a non-bank. And personally, I use a credit union here, a locally owned and based credit union, and that's as far as I'm going to go.
I don't mind my bank. I use the big green bank, TD, and they're one of the bigger ones, from what I understand. But they're certainly not the top tier of banks, and I've never had a bad experience with them, but then again, I'm pretty responsible with my account, so I'm not one of those people that gets, you know, dinged with overdraft fees and stuff like that.
Yeah, and those definitely add up. That's another big thing about the banks that is being talked about a lot, especially with these protests, is not only are the banks, you know, making a lot of money off the transactions and then whatever monthly fees they want to add on, but their overdraft sort of process and situation is such that it's really easy for consumers to slip into getting multiple charges instead of just stopping the charge or not accepting the charge. They're willing to put your account in a deficit in order to get that $45 overage charge. And then there's also a lot of talk about how once your account is negative, why do they keep accepting charges to the account? Why can't they just decide the computer just stop at that point and say, no, you're denied?
Because they want to hit you with the fees.
Right, exactly.
It's not. That's not about, you know, customer service, right?
No, that's not.
Your thoughts are welcome. Maybe you work in the banking industry and you'd like to shed some light on some of the goings-on. And what do you think's going to happen on November 5th? I mean, because you've got people in the streets in America right now. Obviously, a lot of people in America are in a mood to do something. And so they're going to be in a mood to do something still, likely in just a few weeks from now, on November 5th, for this what is essentially a run on the big banks. And I heard somewhere, and I don't remember who told me about this, but I heard that there was something that happened at a bank where people were encouraged, maybe it was a Bank of America branch, where people were going to pull out their money, and the police came and physically prevented them from doing so.
Interesting.
So who knows what kind of shenanigans will go on this particular day.
Yeah, I can't recall. I believe I remember reading a headline describing something to that effect, but it's...
Like, if this happens in a large manner, you are dealing with a bank-run situation, and I don't know how many customers it'll take for them to, say, run out of cash, because if that's what they're doing, if they're going in and pulling cash out... Each bank only has so much cash in their vault in any given day because they only expect to have so many withdrawals on any given particular day. And we know that they have what they call the fractional reserve system, where for every dollar or whatever that they have in their bank, they can loan out 9 or 10.
Yes.
I think it's $9, 9 to 1 ratio.
Exactly.
So
9 times.
These guys have a whole lot more money floating around out there than they actually do to back up their deposits.
Well, right now the Facebook page, it's called Bank Transfer Day. You're looking on Facebook, and it's got 33,872 people attending, or at least have slated to be attending, and then 6,000 maybe. So I don't know if 33. You're probably having to look at greater numbers than that to actually have an effect. I don't think this 33,000 people dispersed among the world or even just the United States. That's not going to be enough to really tip any sort of scales or anything.
Maybe that it's a new idea. Maybe it's only been out for a day or something like that. And of course, with Facebook, just because someone says, yes, I'm going to do something on Facebook,
certainly
doesn't mean they're actually going to do it. And just because they haven't said yes doesn't mean they won't do it. So who knows what will happen.
The only one criticism I have is that they picked Saturday, November 5th from 9 to 5. Well, most banks aren't open past like 1 or 2 Saturday. So.
Okay.
Everybody should keep that in mind when they're doing their transfers.
Good point. And also, don't wear a Guy Fawkes mask into the bank. Bad idea. 1-855-453. That's the toll-free number. 1-855-450-3733. They don't take too kindly to people in costumes and things. It's Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com. Speed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Freeze Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio, it's Ian.
And JJ.
And as always, we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, giving you the features there completely free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal to send us $3 a month. At the very minimum, you can send more if you feel like it. But if you send in $3 a month, we take that and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Because it's important to get the ideas of liberty into people's heads in this country. Thank goodness for all the liberty-minded people that are going to these protests, the Occupy protests, in the same way people went to the Tea Parties to bring a true message of freedom to these folks who are desperately looking for answers. They know there's something wrong.
Yep.
They know there's a lot wrong. But unfortunately, they think that something like forced wealth redistribution is going to solve their problems.
I think a lot of these individuals are angry and they're upset for valid reasons that certain situations have occurred in their life.
The system sucks.
The system sucks, definitely. But I think at the same time, they've grabbed on to whatever idea was closest or most convenient at the time. And
right.
They just hold on to this idea. And it's like my job as a media content generator, and your job as a radio person to sell them a better idea, to show them that the idea you have is flawed and it's not exactly the best one. I know you've got to hold on one of them. Well, why don't you try this one instead? Just sort of a lot of these individuals, I'm sure, could be persuaded with some sound persuasion and just sort of.
Only some of them are going to be the ideologues, right? A lot of them are just going to be those folks that we're talking about that are just frustrated, and they're looking for an outlet. And that's what these protests serve for people. They're an outlet for that frustration. It feels good to get out there and have people honk and wave and acknowledge that they're on your side.
Well, I think their actions are right in that they're getting out and doing something and they're standing up to the conventional norms of dealing with situations as to, write a letter to your senator or something like that?
Right.
Like, that's going to accomplish anything. I think their actions are right.
Yeah.
I just think that a lot of the rhetoric and sort of the supplied rhetoric, I think, it has been wrong and that I disagree with. So, hopefully over some time the two will reach an area which I most better agree with, but for now I'm just trying to insert my own sort of ideas into the the fray, if you will.
And as you mentioned, you've been working on some kind of videos. What was it, Occupation Compilation?
Occupation Chronicles.
Chronicles,
actually.
Thank you.
Yes.
Occupation Chronicles over at freekeen.com. You can see those there. Now, I don't know, is there anything more we need to cover on these occupation, the occupation news out there?
For today, probably not, but right. I mean, it's an ongoing story.
It sure is, and certainly we'll keep you in the loop as we learn more. And if you're on the ground, wherever you are, whether it's New York City, and Boston, Philly, San Francisco, I hear there's one in Tampa as well. These are popping up all over the place,
yep.
Especially, again, as things ramp up towards Saturday, where there's supposed to be even more than there have been. The national Occupy event is happening on Saturday. So keep us in the loop with what you're observing. Maybe tell us about some of the conversations you're having with people. How are things going if you're actually out there on the ground? You can do that at 1-855-450-FREE. In other news, there's a lot of other stuff to talk about in the world. It's not just the Occupy thing. Michigan. We've talked about Michigan before.
It's a state, yeah.
They're having a real tough time there.
Doing what, which thing now? Which facet?
Well, the government, economics. You
okay.
Know, the laws of economics are coming crashing in on these governments that... You know, they just want to keep spending like it's the good old days, and they don't want to cut back on the government, the size of government. And so at some point, the people's housing values are dropping. They're not making as much money. The values of the homes are in some areas, like Detroit, dropped precipitously. I mean, you can go and pick yourself up a new house, or not a new house, but you can get a house for $10,000 in Detroit. You can get them for a dollar.
You could probably squat in a house for nothing.
Yep, you absolutely could, which is probably a lot better deal than buying a house than having to pay property taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it's a real, real bad scene, especially in Detroit, where people have been just running for the hills for the last decade. Detroit used to be, it's probably been longer than the last decade, but Detroit used to be a city of growth many, many years ago, and it is a dying city at this point. Now, we're not specifically talking about Detroit in this case, because Michigan as a whole is just in a real, real bad place.
Well, I think a lot of Michigan was dependent upon that automobile industry. Not only is the plant, obviously the GM plant or whatever, you know, they have subsidiaries that provide them with products and parts for the cars and stuff like that that are employing local people and giving a lot of jobs.
If the plant's not building cars, then
exactly
nobody's going to be working at those.
The whole supply chain is just dead in water.
Yeah, precisely. So now this is taking place in an area called Highland Park, and I want to see if that's – I think that – I'm not sure how close that is to Detroit. It may – Let's see. By the way, I'll give you the number here, 1-855-450-FREE. Oh, it came up with Highland Park, Massachusetts, so that's not very helpful. But there's some problems, and in this case, it's an electric problem, in that the city isn't paying its electric bill. Now, what happens when you don't pay your electric bill?
Well, the electric gets shut off.
Yeah. Actually, excuse me, this is a suburb of Detroit. It's not like the city of Detroit. It's one of those kind of outlying suburb areas. Maybe you can better describe it if you've actually been there, but it's certainly part of Detroit. According to the story here, the Raw Story, rawstory.com, the majority of streetlights have been removed from one Michigan city that was having trouble paying its electric bill.
So they've been cut off the grid. They haven't actually been physically removed, have they?
I'm pretty sure they're physically removing them.
Wow.
DT Energy Company has already repossessed 1,400 streetlights in Highland Park.
Wow.
As part of a deal to forgive $4 million in unpaid bills going back at least 5 years.
Cha-ching.
Now, when people buy like government bonds and treasury notes and things like that, they think it's the government. Of course they're going to pay.
Right.
Or when somebody loans money, like a bank loans money to the government, they think, well, the government, they can tax people. They're going to pay me back. Well, now we're getting to a place where governments aren't able to pay back what they owe to their creditors.
Right. Who's buying bonds from Detroit municipalities right now? I mean, what idiot is doing that?
You've got to be crazy if you're doing something like that. And so that is leaving these governments in a position where they have a deficit of cash coming in. They certainly can't pay down any debts they've accumulated over the last few years. They owe, in some states, billions of dollars, not local governments, but the states as a whole, owe billions of dollars in just pension payments alone that they're behind on, that they are desperately trying to, cover these costs. And so for 5 years, the DTE Energy Company has been going pretty much unpaid by the city of Highland Park.
That sounds like a good way to handle your problems. Once again, Ian.
$4 million in unpaid bills. So, yeah, you don't pay the power bill for a little while, they'll keep your power on. Eventually, they're going to come, they're going to shut it off, they're going to demand money from you. In this case, they know they can't get any money out of this, so they're like, we'll just take the power.
Think about the politicians' problem in this situation. Who wants to run for office saying, I'm going to take stuff away from you because we can't pay for it anymore? I mean, no politician in their right mind is going to say something like that. And instead, they want to say, we'll spend more money to give you something because that's what you want, right?
The company expects the rest of the work to be completed by the end of this month. Again, they've already pulled 1,400 streetlights. The city council calls the plan the Highland Park Lighting Improvement Project because it will replace 200 lights with more efficient models.
Maybe we can outsource these lights or sell them to China. We can sell products to China this time. Come on.
You have to wonder what the DTE company is going to do with this. I mean,
what do you do with streetlights?
Put
it
in a warehouse somewhere? How many times has this ever had to happen in the past? How many electric companies have actually had to go and repo a streetlight?
Right.
It's just mind-boggling. Mayor Hubert Yap said Tuesday, we're trying to keep costs down so the taxpayers don't have to pay extra money. City hopes that the reduction of service, and by the way, having a light at nighttime is, it's usually a pretty good thing, especially if you're dealing with a high crime area. Studies have shown that studies over in the UK showed that having a light was far more reductive of crime than having video cameras everywhere.
Wow.
Just having a light.
It makes sense.
So now they're going to pull hundreds and even thousands of streetlights out.
With all the abandoned houses in the area, I'm sure that'd be great.
Yeah. More coming up here. I got some more details on this. In fact, now that I know this is near Detroit, we'll go ahead and pull up some housing prices for Highland Park. And we'll see we'll see what it'll cost you to move into this lovely area. 1-855-453. That's the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Maybe you're up in the Detroit area and you have some insight as to what's going on. Feel free to chime in or bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live Hour 2 is next.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.